Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Felice Friedson is back. Felice has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. She is the president and CEO of the Media Line LTD, an American news agency based out of the Middle East, based in Jerusalem. And she and Michael Friedson, her husband, are operating this outstanding network. It's old-time journalism, folks. It's reporting things the way they see them, not the way they wish they were. And we need more of that, and that's one of the reasons why I like letting you hear from Felice. Felice Friedson, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to join you, Jim, always.
It's good
and
to have
you. A lot has happened since we spoke last.
It's good to have you back, Felice. One of the things that I want to start out with just getting you to give us a report on where things are in the Middle East right now, and then we'll talk about I want to talk about the journalism landscape maybe in the next segment. But right now, give us a report on what you guys are seeing over there. First, from a pandemic standpoint, what's happening across the Palestine area.
Well, I think if you first begin with Israel, Israel has really tackled the coronavirus quite well. They were very quick, and particularly Prime Minister Netanyahu, to make sure that the country was locked down, that there was a quarantine that was implemented so that people would stay home. As you know, as things unveiled over the months, they saw that the numbers that rose, and there were several hundreds deaths in Israel, but the number is far fewer than many were seeing as in New York. You know, the population's close in numbers, and you can't compare a country like Israel to New York. You have demographics that are different, so you have to be careful in terms of analyzing that. But having said that, because the army was involved, because of the health situation in Israel that socialized, Israel, I think, tackled it in a very strong and quick manner. I don't think it's over yet. You know, as you begin to see stores opening, I was in the Grand Market on Machane Yehuda that everybody who comes to Israel is familiar with, the souk in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
People are suffering. The store owners are not only suffering from that, but there's a massive heat wave in Israel as we speak, an unprecedented one, close to 100 degrees just in Jerusalem.
Wow.
And there were very few people even in the market when I went to visit this week.
Let me ask you a question, Felice. How did Israel handle the Passover? In America, as you know,
we were
prevented from Easter and from Passover. What do you think?
I think it was a smart move. I think it was a difficult move. You had families and multi-generational families who were used to being with children and grandchildren and parents and grandparents together, friends, and then some. Some families have tens, scores of people that come together sometimes for the celebration of the Passover holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, you had those that were observant in a larger scale that might not have done Zoom, or they did a Zoom Seder, which is, you know, the
mm-hmm.
meal that's
right.
surrounding the feast.
Right. I heard even Elijah was on Zoom. So, you know, who knows, right?
Yeah. Jim, that is a good one. Frankly speaking, now you're heading, you know, it's Ramadan. You have Eid al-Fitr on the in the Muslim world. It's celebrated here amongst the Muslim population in Israel, in the Palestinian territories and beyond.
Right.
And there are all kinds of closures for Eid al-Fitr that
so
many
this will be an interesting thing. Felice, think about this now. After Ramadan, which they do a lot of, they do during Ramadan, you know, they get together in the evenings, the Muslim population faith get together in the evenings and eat together. Are they gonna do that sort of thing? And then of course during Eid after Ramadan they it's like a big 8-day holiday. How are they gonna do that during Ramadan?
Well, I'm hearing that many people are frustrated. We just did a really interesting story on the reactions from many in the Middle East on how they're going to handle it, the frustrations as well. You can go to themedialion.org and see the Eid al-Fitr to be observed under corona curfew and how we wrote about that story. I can't give it all away, Jim, right?
All right, so no, exactly.
They also read, yes, that they read it online and they get a sense of how different countries are handling it. It's complex because you have the issue of people used to giving gifts and buying clothes during this holiday.
These are traditions that have been built over thousands of years.
Correct.
Yeah, and probably not
so the
first
human
time.
Contact element is not.
There've been epidemics either. So, well, Felice, the in terms of the Middle East in general right now. Where do you think? Is this a relatively peaceful moment in the Levant area there?
Well, I think. Look, ISIS has used this time to raise its head and to wreak some havoc. And there have been terrorist attacks as well that we've witnessed. Iran has been a player, as you see.
Yeah.
There's been some very increased tension on multiple scales in the region. It is absolutely not peace, not for a moment. I think people were hoping that that was the case.
There just hasn't been as much reporting about it in America. There hasn't been a lot of reporting on this in America.
No, there hasn't. There have been attacks in Afghanistan, too, with a very frail peace negotiation that had gone on towards a treaty between Taliban and Afghanistan. But you're still seeing that there were attacks that went down this week as well. So I think that you are looking on many levels of problems that are have arisen even during corona. They need to be observed. Mm-hmm. There were attacks even in Israel. There was a Palestinian that tried to infiltrate just a few days ago in Jerusalem.
I saw that.
IDF soldiers were attacked. Right. Yeah. So you have, as I said, many, many aspects of elements going on at the same time all over the region, so I can't really answer that question.
I need to take a quick break. I need your website one more time, please.
TheMediaLine.org.
TheMediaLine.org. Folks, if you want to see some real, honest, professional journalism, check it out. TheMediaLine.org. Felice Friedson and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the state of journalism after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.